So this question is very, very nagea, for anybody who's going to be visiting Eretz Yisrael. This is, I think, the longest stretch that they have. It was over 3 months, and so we have another 2 months left till they're going to catch up from Parshas, already from in the Sefer Vayikra. We had it by Pesach, and then all the way through from Pesach all the way till Malchus Maaseh. America Chutzlaretz is not going to be catching up to Eretz Yisrael, and it's very fascinating why we had opportunities. Bahar Mechukosai, we also had Achrim Mos Kedoshim. There's two different opportunities for America and those in Chutzlaretz to catch up, and they did not. I asked Rav Dantzel this question because there is an idea. The Gemara says that specifically the Klalos should be before Shavuos, so we want the Tovah of Mechukosai, but already the Tovah is pointed out that the Minhag is that we read Bamidbar an additional Parsha also. So some want to say that really it should be, ideally it should only be that, meaning you're reading both Chukosai, and then you want to have Bamidbar also, and not more than that before. If you, in Eretz Yisrael, we learn Parshas Naso also before Shavuos. In America, they did not. So maybe that's why they were waiting to catch up, but I asked her now, it's a little bit difficult. There are years that in America also, in Chutz Laretz, they're also reading Parshas Naso before Shavuos. It's not a concrete rule, in which case, again, it begs the question, why don't they catch up earlier? But now it's didn't have a valid question. It's like, Rav Schechter's, I don't know, you don't, like, he definitely has, I'm sure he's thought of different answers. But he didn't like them. He said he doesn't know why they don't catch up earlier. So that's just the question, why they're not catching up. But they don't. So for the next 3 months, those who are visiting, now it's really only 2 months left, those who are visiting from America, every single week are going to be confronted with the question of what Parsha it is. They're going to be getting here. They're on Parsha this week, let's say. They're on Parsha's Baloscha. And in America as well, we are on Parsha Shlach. So what do they do? Do they have a chiyuv to mashlim the Kriya? So really this begs a bigger question, which we're going to get into, is what is the whole nature of Kriyas HaTorah in general? What is the chiv of Kriyas HaTorah on a person to listen to Kriyas HaTorah? So let's read the first Mishnah Megillah, the first source. The Mishnah Megillah tells us, Ein parsin al hashma, ve'ein ovin lifnei ativa, ve'ein osas kapeh, ve'ein kor b'torah, ve'ein mafter menavi, and the Mishnah's going to keep going, pavos ma'asara. All of these things, you require 10 people. So the question becomes, is we could say this in Lamdas, in the Chakira, we could say the following Chakira, we could make the following clarification regarding this very halacha. Is it that I have a personal chiyuv to go hear Kriyas HaTorah, and it's just that the nature of how I'm able to accomplish that Kriyas, the listening of Kriyas HaTorah, is only with a minyan, as the Mishnah Megillah Daf Tav Gimel Amud Beis is telling me, that the only way with Ehechi Tipsa to do it, just like certain things I have to do, I only am allowed to have a minyan for it. I can only do it with Betzibor, I can only do it with a minyan. Just like if I want to marry a woman, let's say, right? The tzura of how I marry a woman is if I need two edim. Without that, that's the famous Reb Chaim, edus l'kiyum adabra. I don't have anything. I have not created a marriage. It's the mitzvah to get married, right? But the way I'm in the midst of getting married is with having two sets of kosher witnesses watching the Maisei Kiddushin. So the first way, similar with Kriyas HaTorah, that I have a personal chiyuv to make sure to go hear Kriyas HaTorah every Monday, Thursday, Shabbat. We'll get into whether there's a difference. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, to go hear Kriyas HaTorah, and it's just the Hechi Timtzu, the only which way I have the ability to do that is if I have a minyan together and a kosher sefer Torah. That's the first thought. Or the second thought is, no, the second thought is not at all like that. Is that it's a chovah that when I have a tzibur together, the tzibur comes together, they now have a chiyuv to read as the chovah said tzibur, as the tzibur together, like we see that there's halachas that are only applicable to tzibur, and this halacha also would be similar, only applicable to tzibur, not necessarily as an individual chiyuv. That one actually can branch out into a third question, is that once I have the tzibur, is there a personal chiyuv for me to listen? That's actually going to be a very important nafkamina between answers 2 and 3, because really there actually might be this middle ground, is that really it's a chovas tzibur, but once there is the tzibur together, you have 10 men, and you have a Torah in front of you, so then you do have a chiyuv to listen. Every individual would then have to listen. That is a third possible explanation for how we view the nature of Kriyas HaTorah. So really we're going to see that this fundamental question is in fact machlokas rishonim. There are Ravanan big rishonim, and the shaylas tshuvas are Ravanan Simon Ayin Gimel. He was asked about why is it that we say Baruch Hu before every Aliyah. What's the idea of saying Baruch Hu, first of all? Just in general, why do we say Baruch Hu? Why is it Baruch Hu by Marv? Why do we say Baruch Hu before Kriyas HaTorah? Baruch Hu is that you're giving introduction to this Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu is Hashem, Baruch Hashem, pay attention. Bless Hashem is the blessed one. Then, according to the way we pass him, you should repeat Baruch Hu, Hashem, Baruch Hu, Lamed. As an introduction, pay attention to the Baruch Hu I'm about to say right now, which Agav, by the way, is the whole question, why you do Baruch Hu after Marv. The whole idea of Baruch is we just said introducing a bracha. That's why it makes sense to do it before Brichas Kriyat Shema. We do it before Brichas Kriyat Shema in the morning, before Brichas Kriyat Shema at night. We also do it before Brichas HaTorah, of the brachas of the Torah. So then where in the world did this idea come from to say it after Marv? So that's a very big shaila. That's not so pashut by God to do it. Shtrumbach is not as a, based on this question, he's not into it. He says, okay, Eretz Yisrael where it became a minhag, it's fine. But it should deduce in the chutz la'aretz, because a lot of people who go, a lot of yeshiva bachram especially, when they come back from Eretz Yisrael, so they miss baruch hu, so they'll just say baruch at the end, even though it's not the minhag makom. So the shuls usually aren't makbid against it, but it's not so pashut. Rav Shtrumbach thinks that that's not correct to say baruch hu there to do it. What the heck there is in Eretz Yisrael is another point, another point. But that's just the question that the Ravan was dealing with. Why do we say baruch? So he says, why do we say baruch hu? Is because the idea is that Moshe, that Ezra was misaking that we read on Beis Vehei, Uve Shabbos, and on Shabbos, Vakor B'Torah, in the second line, Motzi Zatzibor, Yudei, Chovasan Mikriya. The person who is laning is Motzi the Tzibor, their Chova. Very clear, their Chova in the Kriya. Lefiha Harei Omer the Tzibor, guys, listen up. Atan Srihim Levarash, Veliv Rasimoni, really, I'm just doing Shomer Ka'onet. When I'm laning for you, I'm laning out loud, you guys literally need to be laning also. Where Yotze, that where Yotze through Shomer Ka'onet, it's like listening to Kiddush. You have to listen to every word. That's why the answer Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Ba'ed, to then really, the Ravan is saying, it's like a preparation, remind you guys, hey, pay attention, we're about to listen to this Kriya that you have, L'chora, clearly, pretty clear, in a Chove. So how would you understand the Ravan's understanding? We had three different Malachim. How could the Ravan be understood? Bepashtus? Right, so that definitely, you could say, well, so there's really two ways. You could say Chovas Yachid, correct, or number three also. It definitely doesn't sound like number two. That's what we definitely rule out, but it definitely sounds like there is this form of a chiyuv. Definitely, you could argue, oh, maybe it's only once or there. We don't have a raya that that would be not the case. But for sure, there's definitely this level of chiyuv that I have a chiyuv now to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore I have to have my chiyuv to pay attention to the brachos which the tibor is going to be saying. And if I don't, I'm not yotze. That's why I need to be saying the brachos up to the Ravan says. The Shibul Aleike, this is actually Shibul Aleike, it was quoted by the Beis Yosef, was talking about a phenomenon that unfortunately we have Bisman Azel also, is that people are doing other things during laning. People are learning then. They weren't doing anything out of safe when they're learning. So, nothing's really changed. You know, people try to find, you know, the most time, from this time, people are trying to chop every moment. It's like during Chazar HaShas and during Kriyas HaTorah, they're like learning the Daf Yomi and they're learning all these other limudim that the rest of the day apparently they don't have a second for, but they only during Kriyas HaTorah and Chazar HaShas they find time for. So, the receptor always says that he speaks very, very against the Rebbe. When he spoke with the Chag HaSmicha, usually that's what he's giving Musar about, is that they shouldn't be learning in Kriyas HaTorah, because you're going to, and especially in also Chazar HaShas mainly also, he's like, you're going to be learning Chazar HaShas, no one's been paying attention to davening, whether it's a Shaila, it's Sute has a Magad Avraham, the Mishavur is actually Machmer. Anyway, Renemtzal goes Musar for it. Renemtzal usually doesn't give Musar for things in general. He'll give Ravami to me, he'll give Musar for a yeshiva guy who's like learning during Chazar HaShas after davening, go over there. So Rav Shechter always said that you're going to be opening up your safer during Chazar HaShas, and then this guy's going to say, okay, I'm going to open up my newspaper, I'm going to open the cell phone and read the news. You're doing what you want to do, not pay attention. Now I'm going to do what I want to do, not pay attention. So he goes, well, sir, you have to be careful. People are going to view it. Anyway, so he was talking about people are learning during laning. So he says that the people were doing this in the bowl now. I feel about halacha. They're learning halachas, but still, he says, miu tema. I don't understand. Tema the Rebbe, the Rebbe, I like him talking right now. He says, Shigamu metzuva lishmo kres Torah. So get into the idea whether or not he's going to be distracting. He can say it quietly. So he's not going to learn out loud. You're not going to be Abaye Amar, Abaye, screaming out the whole idea. You're not going to be screaming out your learning, but still, he says, I don't understand. That at the end of the day, you have a mitzvah to hear Kriyas HaTorah. If I'm learning a sefer, how is it that I'm possibly, I can't do two things at once. Right? I can't do two things at once. So the Shulchan Aruch thinks that therefore it's usher to learn quietly, that it would be totally usher for you to learn quietly had it not been for the fact that even if you not have it, even if I could do it in a way which is going to be quiet, still, I'm still not allowed to be learning because I have to pay attention to the Kriya. So again, pretty clear that this Shibul Lekut is now which opinion? Right, not two. One or three. It's definitely not in the board of Chovas HaTzibor. It's either number one or number three. So that's what we have from the Shibul Lekut. However, there's a Tosfos Masechet Sukkah. Tosfos Masechet Sukkah is discussing the famous idea of the Beis HaKnesses in Alexandria, which the Gemara says was like a million people down, I forgot the number. Very large amount of people that were dominating in the base masses over there, they couldn't hear. They couldn't hear the Kriyas HaTorah. They pusher couldn't hear. They couldn't hear the dominant. So what did they do? They used to have these flags. And says Tosfos, Kemen Shegiel Anos Amen. So the Gemara says this. Meinit Basudar V'Chonam Amen. They would wave these flags, and everyone would answer Amen. So First of all, Tosos discussed that we have to give a little bit of background over here. There's a concept called an Amen Yesoma. An Amen Yesoma means I can't answer an Amen to a bracha which I don't know what's being said. That's one day in the Rishon. The Machlokas Rishon, what exactly is the Amen Yesoma? So Tosos understand that even if I understand what is being said, I know it's bracha, I know that up to the Shalim Ircha, and I'm answering Amen, even that's going to be a problem if I don't hear it. If I just answer Amen, even if it's Tosfot Dibur, but I didn't hear the bracha, that's going to be a problem. So Tosos asked if that's the case, so how could it be that they were answering Amen without hearing the bracha of Chazaras Hashatz? That's an Amen Yesoma according to our definition. So Tosos says, we'll read it inside out. So Tosos says, Mefarish B'Shem Abana Dibnei Marar, Vashal Mishu Chayav Bracha Ka'amar. That when does it become a chalos of an Amen Yesoma? It's two things. I also need to be chayav in that particular Amen. It's not just I didn't know what, if I knew which bracha is being said, but I don't hear the bracha, but I know which bracha is being said, and I do not need to be yotze, according to those, it's totally fine to answer Amen, as long as you're tov chedei dibur. However, if I'm being yotze, if I want to be yotze that bracha, so then answering Amen, let's say sedei chova, that is going to be a problem. That's called Amen Yesoma, it's a tosos, I don't understand. How are they, the yotze chazor sashatz? How is it that the yotze chazor sashatz with this Amen? So Tosos says, what we were talking about, this whole idea of the flags, that wasn't talking about davening Chazaras Hashatz b'chlal. That wasn't because you're, like we just said, you're right, you're chayav with Chazaras Hashatz, and that would not be okay to answer Amen with waving the flags. Says Tosos, or the answering to Amen in the last line over here, Hainu b'kriya sefer Torah, v'lo b'tfila. Says Tosos that specifically for kriya sefer Torah, and not for the davening, were they saying Amen? Because the law of the Torah clear, Shishlech Tzibur Motzi Rabim Yedei Chavasan, not with something which they're being Motzi the Rabim Yedei Chavasan. What are they being Motzi the Rabim Yedei Chavasan? Over here, you're being Motzi the Rabim in the mitzvah of Tefillah, and here you don't have that with regards to Kriyas Sefer Torah. So pretty clear in Tosfos, like which side now? Yeah. Number two, Tosfos is assuming that clearly that there is no personal chiyuv for me to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. And not only that, meaning Tosos even with inside 2 and 3, that it's a Chovas HaTzibur, you could say Tosos even holding stark that it's not even number 3, that not, even when there's a Tzibur there, it sounds like there's a Tzibur here, and that Tosos is saying that even there, I don't have a personal chiyuv to hear every word of Kriyas HaTorah. I don't have every word to hear the brachas of the Torah, and it's not a chiyuv on me. It's a chiyuv of Kol Kulo Gamar on the Tzibur, which is interesting, because you have to make sure at least 10 people nearby, probably they would be hearing, but Lachora, the rest of the Tzibur, according to Tosos, would not be chayav. So some Achorim want to defend the other answers and say, no, really, we're Tosos talking about a guy who already heard Kriyas HaTorah, or is going to be hearing Kriyas HaTorah also. It's very like Iker Chatzir and Asifer from the Tosos. Tosos make no mention of that whatsoever. So I think it's a very difficult issue. You have to say something, meaning if you're, or you could just say you're not every Rishon is going to fit into your category, right? Okay. Tosos, but so Tosos seemed pretty clear that it would not necessarily be necessarily a chiyuv on the individual to hear, and even if you have a tibur together, it sounds like Tosos understanding also that I don't have a chiyuv to hear Kriyas HaTorah Pashas. Again, we saw this, I've heard him, there are, and I want to give this answer. I think it's a little bit dofak to give, but they do try to answer. Maybe even Tosos could hold that there's some form of a chiyuv to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. So now I want to discuss a Geshmaka Chakira that the Bircha Shmuel, right? The Bircha Shmuel is bringing down, Baruch Ber, bringing down in the name of his Rebbe, Rebbe Chaim. So this is unbelievable how are you even discussing it. So you have to get a little bit of background on what he's discussing. Discussing the halachas of a mikvah. We know how many sa does a mikvah have to be? 40 sa. Very good. Has to be 40 sa. Is that d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? So meaning, if I have 21 sa of kosher rainwater and I fill in the rest with mayim shiuvim, 19 sa of mayim shiuvim, on the level of d'oraisa, do I have a kosher mikvah or do I have a pasul mikvah?
Speaking today with
the
corn, so we didn't.
Yeah?
This morning.
This
shaila?
Yeah, Rashi
says
the Rabban. So the Rashi, the Raivin, also holds it to Rabban, and the Rambam holds it to Raisa. So Machlokas Rishon about this. Whether that's a Psul de Raisa or a Psul de Rabban. So Rav Baruch Ber, he makes this Chakira, it's unbelievable Chakira, that this idea of how do we understand the 40 Sa of the water? What's the idea of the 40 Sa? Is it that you just have to get to the level of, you need a hechitimsa to have 40 sa? I need to have 40 sa. And so if I have 21 sa, and then the 19, so I can still a rubel kakulo, I could say a rubel kakulo, and that tells me I have now the metzias of 40 sa on a level of deraisa. But everyone agrees it's positive, but it definitely is not kosher. You told them that you're not kosher, but that's a level, it's a shadow of deraisa. I love deraisa for talking about the chakira. Is that, do I have a shemik for now? I had 21 sa, and I added 19 sa. Do I get the shame 40? I mean, everybody agrees on mikvah that's 21 sa with nothing else. Oh, Ruba Kakulo, I have 40. No, the kids is like turning the magic wand. But the idea was the extra 19. Is it just a hazy attempt to get to the 40? Or is it that fundamentally each and every one of those sas need to be kosher sa of rainwater, not drawn mayim shuvim, to make myself have my mikvah? So he says that really, that this idea, the Birkas Shmuel, is bringing down that this idea was something that Reb Chaim brought out. So he says, Shamati, the Pim, our Kadosh Yisrael, this is where we're going to Reb Chaim. Le'inyan ima'ani rov medin ribo kakulo, le'tziruf asar v'kriyas ha-Torah v'kriyas ha-Megillah v'chazaras ha-Shatz. So he says a similar deal, meaning the Reb Chaim made that machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid about that point. Now, if you assume that Rubo Kakulo is just a hechitimsa to get the 40 sa, so then what are you going to hold about a mikvah that has 21 sa? Is that kosher midaraisa or not? Yeah, it should be kosher midaraisa, because you have a hechitimsa 40 sa. But if you hold that every sa is necessary to get to the 40 sa, so then you're going to hold it to possum even on level deraisa. So this is fascinating. This is how he brings it, he ties it back to a million years we never thought. He ties it back to Kriyas HaTorah. How in the world are you tying it back to Kriyas HaTorah? So he says the following. He says, Letzarif aser v'kriyas HaTorah v'kriyas HaMegillah v'chazaras HaShatz, that he says that these dinim, why do I need the same exact thing? Just like, why do I need 40 sa? Says Reb Chaim, like, I'm just going to see how he gets this. He says, why do I need 10 people? What's the idea of having a minyan? Asara. Ha'im achil shal kriyas Torah mikra megillah v'chazar sashatz chal al asara biyachad, is the idea that specifically when we have 10 people together that are chayav in something, dafka, then v'chol zman d'leika asara leika chiyav klal shal kriyas Torah. So that would be that we need specifically only with 10 people. That the only way to create the chiyuv for Kriyas HaTorah is having 10 people there. If I don't have 10 people there, I don't have a chiyuv for Kriyas HaTorah. The second side is, Neymar the chiyuv shal Kriyas HaTorah mikra megillah v'chazar sashatz chal afilu al echad. That it's on my chiyuv. Like Mamash, when we first started this idea of the nature of Kriyas HaTorah, is it on me or is it only on the tibur? This is how he's getting into it. The Inan Amaris, the only way you could do Kriyas HaTorah is with 10 people, but it's a personal chiyuv on me to do the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. So, are we going to say over here that there is a personal chiyuv on me, or is it on the tzibur? And so how does that play out to whether or not I need 10? So says Reb Chaim, V'im nomar da chiyuv naseh, turning on to the next page, Dafka yasar biyachad alo shayecha didruba kakula, da'al leka chiyuv kla. So if it's idea as on a yachid, so then I could say the din of Rubo Kikulo, similar by a mikvah, I could say the din of Rubo Kikulo, and I could say that a person is going to have a personal chiyuv to do Kriyas HaTorah, and then if that's the case, you have a personal chiyuv for Kriyas HaTorah, so then if I have six people that have that personal chiyuv, so all I need is the number 10 to get to the Hechitimtza of the Metzias of a Minyan. Just because that's how I say Baruch Hu, that's how I say Davar Shebekdusha of Kriyas HaTorah. But meaning that the purpose of 10 is only the way which I'm able to Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, but not the actual chiyuv. The chiyuv is on us individually. So what comes out to Reb Chaim would be a chumra on one end and a kul on the other. The chumra is that there's a personal chiyuv on every yachid to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The first side would be that there's a personal chiyuv on every yachid to hear Kriyas HaTorah. And then if I have six, but then it becomes a kula though, because as long as I have six people that didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah yet, then we can have them say, we can make a lading as long as we have 10 people, as long as we have 10 people in the room, we're willing to answer the Kriyas HaTorah. So that's one side. However, if I assume it's a chovas tzibur, the other side of Reb Chaim is saying, so then what would come out is that there's a chiyuv only when you have 10 people. So the only way I can tell that chiyuv and make that chiyuv is when I have 10 people who need to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So if I have 8 people that didn't hear it, that's not good enough. I can't do a Kriyas HaTorah according to Reb Chaim. So how did he go? Says Reb Baruch Ber. He says, so he ends up saying, I don't know if I quoted it in the Baruch Ber over here, but he ends up quoting the Reb Chaim was dato noita to the first side that it's a chovas yachid. And there's many stories about this, that the Reb Chaim was very makbid about this idea, and he was makbid that there specifically should be a chiyuv on every individual to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So even when he was very busy, he went to conferences in Lodz and all these different places, he was going to conferences on behalf of Klal Yisrael, he would always make sure, if he had to miss minyan in the morning, he would still make sure to hear Kriyas HaTorah by mincha time. And I'm once already on this topic, I guess I'll already quote the Divrei Rav Shechter, quotes this in the name of Rosalvechik, that many of the Rosalvechik used to give shir, I think it was 3 times a week. So most days it would not come out that you'd have to travel on a laning day. But there were times you would come out and you would have to travel on a laning day. So right, so Rav Shechter says, New York, Betarach Kalayav Rabbeinu Shlishi Babok, you'd be going on Thursday morning. However, Zechroner, Rav Shechter was saying, I remember that many times, it happened many times, that he would have to travel on Monday. So if you have to travel Monday, you'd have to travel Monday morning to go give shiur Monday afternoon, and he would miss Kriyas HaTorah Monday morning. So what would Rav Soloveitchik do? I am makbid l'esof minyan me'atamidim, and he would make sure to get this minyan me'atamidim, which is follow mincha l'achik mar, shagamkein ol l'ashamar Kriyas HaTorah b'osayom. We're going to get into that. Because I heard Rav Shechter say that he wasn't, he would always ask, oh, you guys didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, and he would do it. Because the way that Rav Chaim was noted, as we just said, was that it's a chol v'asayachet. So if you hold this other tzara d'chakir, that it's a chol v'asayachet, so then you would hold clear that what? You don't need, even for, you would need a rubo. So maybe, so that's what may have been makbana, but we're going to keep going, that there's a mechamas. There's a beferish ramban that seems to be against Rav Chaim. This is where problematic comes. Mechamas is talking on this Gemara Megillah, and the Gemara, and the ramban says, Hashlimu shadidu kulam chovas hatzibur hein. He says very clearly, he's discussing the whole Baal HaMor and the Rif over there, they're discussing the halachas of the Megillah Va'asara. So he says that all of these ideas, everything listed in the Mishnah, which is listed in the Mishnah as Kriyas HaTorah, is a Chovas HaTzibrein. Ve'inan ela v'mechem davar. Aval Megillah k'shem sh'atzibra chayav kach chol yachid v'yachid chayav. So he says, Megillah is on the individual. That's the difference between Kriyas Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is on the Tibor. Megillah is on the Yachid. That's how Ramban is coming to answer that really the idea of Megillah is fundamentally different than Kriyas HaTorah. But what do we see clearly, though, from the Ramban is that this is in nature going to be a Chiyuv on the Tibor, not on the Yachid, as Rav Chaim wanted to Tanya. And further, even to make compound problems for Rav Chaim, is that the Ran, in explaining the Ramban, in the bold, you see the Ramban's al-Kasav, she'en zarayat l'chol osam v'kashim hasam chobat zibrahim, ve'en osim osam elayikein be'yud o ruba. Now wait a second. We're discussing the man to Amar that says that there's a chobas ha zibur v'pashas. And how many does he say, meaning according to the Ramban's Hashura, how many people do you need if you say chobas zibur?
All 10.
And the Ran is beferish that Rubam or 10, but clearly Rubam is going to work. That's the problem for Rav Chaim. So Rav Shechter relates. I didn't see in this piece of Devar Rav, but it's famous. Rav Shechter said, but he said over that when Rav Soloveitchik was younger, he had two grandfathers. He had Rav Chaim and Rav Feinstein. He was actually that Rav Soloveitchik, I think, was a second cousin, or Moshe Feinstein. I think his name was Rav Elia Feinstein, his first name. So he had on his mother's side, he was related to Feinstein. So he had, so he said that he knew that Rav Chaim was very makbid about this idea about Chovas Yachid. He said it's prefers against this Ramban and the Ran. And he said, next time you go see your grandfather Rav Chaim, show him this Ran. So apparently Rav Chaim had another way to read this Ran, that he says that the words of Ve'ein Osim Osam Elayim Kin Biyud of Orubim is going on the rest of the lafas of the Mishnah. It's hard to read that in. It's a little bit of a hard read. I don't know if a reason would agree. But Levaisa, that's apparently Rav Chaim wanted to say over to be as a defense. But the way I heard that Rav Shechter used to say it is that they did all that because of Chovas Yachid. Even Rav Soloveitchik didn't have people. I'm saying there were 6 guys in the shir at Bechal the near Kriyas HaTorah, unless they were dafka doing it for him. The pastor is saying, it's like we're talking about like Rav Shechter was in the shir and Rav Willig, like these were the talmidim. I don't think they were missing Kriyas HaTorah that morning. So I, the way I remember is that Rav Shechter said it over. I don't want to be misquoting right now. That even Rav Soloveitchik would be really hold like this idea that was Chovas Yachid, notwithstanding this Ran is a little bit problematic, but that he would even for one person, as long as the Tzibur was willing to, that he would make a laning. I think this year Maran Kabbalah also they used to do that also to have a laning even with the Kriya and Brachos to even if there was only when he if he missed the morning for whatever reason that he would have the laning in the afternoon to be Mekayim as did. So there is this idea. And we have this concept that it might be a chovas hayachid. So we see over here that it seems to be that there's a shaila in Rishonim and Rav Chaim's chakir notwithstanding, but we have Rav Chaim who says that it's clearly going to be a chovas hayachid. So chovas hayachid means that I'm chayav. So now our question will, as we're going to start going halacha maisa, is what am I chayav in? Who says I'm chayav to hear every word of every point? So before we get to that point, I just want to mention the Bir Halacha. He discusses also this idea of learning. That of Kriyas HaTorah. So he says, I clearly can't learn during Kriyas HaTorah because he says this point that the Shiva Leket is really bad. I'm trying to say because the Shulchan Aruch sounds like he can. He quotes the Shiva Leket and he's upset that the Beis Yosef quotes it out in the Bir Halacha Tzimin Kuf Mem Vav and the Dirmas Yesh. He says that the Beis Yosef was doche the Shiva Leket. But says the Bir Halacha Lulidibus Safina, so Myrish is that how could it be that you're listening to, you're going to be learning during Kriyas HaTorah? It has to be maybe Shekvar Yatza Be'atzma. He gives us possible Torah. The only way you could possibly say that you're allowed to learn during Kriyas Torah is if you already heard Kriyas Torah, or you know you're going to hear Kriyas Torah later. But otherwise, since the halacha, you have a chiyuv to hear Kriyas Torah. So he pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah might be sosur himself, because the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Lamed Hei is discussing this is a thing, people are not as familiar with this as they should be, that moving a Sefer Torah from place to place is very problematic. Even for a Tzibur. Even to bring it from the upstairs minion to your downstairs is not possible. To bring a Sefer Torah out of the Aron in its place. The place is the shul that you're in. You're going out of its place. That's a big shayla, moving a Sefer Torah. So there's a shayla. Those who are in jail, are you allowed to bring them a Sefer Torah that they should be able to read the Sefer Torah? So the Mishnah Berurah, discussing that shayla, he says, well, maybe the reason that the Orz Arulah was the one who's Makbet said not to. Says maybe the reason is because Ein Chali Ametzik Kriyas Torah. You don't have a chiyuv to be Kriyas Torah, so we're not going to be mezalz in the Sefer Torah to bring it for you. Again, you're having a minyan, you're going to read it there. But to bring you a Sefer Torah is not a chiyuv on you. So it, all the while, but you can't go to shul, so then you're not chayav in Kriyas Torah. So it's pretty clear. Saying over here, the word of that it's a chovas tzibur. What do we do with the first one? So maybe in Mishnah Berurah, I thought we could answer pretty posh it. Mishnah Berurah is holding like side three. I think it was number three that we had in the Chakira, that really is a chovas tzibur. Right? It's not a personal chiyav on me to go hear Kriyas Torah, but once I'm there, then I have a full-fledged chiyav to listen to every single word. As part of the tzibur, I would have a chiyav to listen to Kriyas Torah. This actually, the shayla does come up, because if you want to assume that minyan isn't a full-fledged chiyav, which is a whole other shayla that I don't have time to get into right now, so maybe let's say you're in a situation where you're flying or something like that, or you're in traveling, and you have a minyan together, but now you're going to make the minyan on a laning day, let's say on a Monday, where you know you're not getting the Torah for the rest of the day, you don't have a Torah right now. So once you make the minyan, so you're now creating the chovas tzibur, which lekulei alma makes you chayav in kriyas Torah, and now you're ruined. You don't have the chiyuv. But if you didn't make the minyan at all, you wouldn't even have this chiyuv whatsoever of kriyas Torah. So meaning maybe yatzar schar beyaseidah to make the minyan b'chal. So the poskim say no. I forgot which this beferish was asked, and they were to tell. I don't remember exactly one of that quoted. Beferish dealt with the shayla, and he says no. Do what you're status right now. Your onus, Rechman Apatra, and the idea that you don't have a kriyas Torah, even if you hold chovas tzibur, because before then everyone's going to hold in that case. There's a chiyuv to your kriyas Torah, but. So, for our purposes, though, you're a putter and you're going to be honest with one and patra. So that would be a possible explanation in the Mishnah Berurah's day that maybe he holds the chovas tzibur. Once you have the tzibur together, you should be listening. So, really, up until this point, we've discussed whether it's a chovas yach and chovas tzibur. We said, what is exactly going to be the chiyuv? Meaning, what do I have to lay? Who says that I have to lay in the parsha, that very parsha, to be yotze this chovas yach and even nachmi for abchai and lechachila? So first of all, we have the idea of the Shla, it was pretty chamar. The Shla in Hagosei Shlachim says, "Im lo shama afilu mila achas ve'os achas lo yatsa idei chovas kriya klal." Whoa! I miss out words. I'm not yotzei. So Moshe already limits that. Moshe says, "Wait, let's take a step back. What are we discussing on Monday, Thursday? I have a chiyuv to hear Gimel Kru because that's what Chazal was talking to handling three aliyahs. Rosh Chodesh four aliyahs. I'm a Tiger Sibra. I'm a chiyuv to lay by Mincha. All of those chiyuv says Moshe fine." But what am I chayav to hear? So we know that. What's the minimum of every aliyah? What's the minimum? Three psukim. So says our Moshe, if I heard three psukim, l'chor, I'm still yotzi the chovas kriya. So it can't be that the shlo would going on the weekday. So he's not discussing the first shlo, but he's discussing this idea that clearly in Igros Moshe, chelet, or chayim, chelet dalet simen mem, he says that very clearly, says our Moshe, that a person has a chiyuv to hear Kriyas Torah. He goes like this idea of Reb Chaim and Chovas Yachid, but he says during the Mondays and Thursdays, I have a chiyuv just to listen to three aliyahs and three psukim of each pasuk. So if I've spaced out, I missed a pasuk, an entire pasuk, as long as I heard three other psukim with it, so then I'm going to be yotzei my chova of the day. However, Reb Moshe and same chelek of Reb Chaim Chelek Dalet, in an earlier tshuva, in Siman Chav Gimel, he discusses that maybe Shabbos is different. And this is where Moshe comes in, what I think is a bombshell in the whole chiddush lehalacha, but he says it. And Rav Moshe says, besides for the idea of the Zayin Kruin on Shabbos, we have another idea of finishing Kol HaTorah Kula every year. And hearing the Kol HaTorah Kula and listening to the Kol HaTorah Kula says Rav Moshe, specifically from the Kriyas HaTorah, from a Kla, from a Kasher Sefer Torah, to be listening to the idea of Kriyas HaTorah. As he writes, we'll quote it from he says, even if you missed a few words, and Kol Shekein, you missed the whole pasuk now, in the last bold, in the fourth last line, Ika din mitzad minag kavua b'chol ha'olam ligmor es ha-Torah b'chol shana v'shona. He says it's a minag kavua that we have, that every single person should be finishing Kol HaTorah Kula in every year. So therefore, he writes, mitam zeh, so yashalav sotarech ha-chavah lishtad ha-lishmo kol ha-kriya, do not miss anything. Don't miss a word of Kriyas HaTorah, because you have a personal minag mitad chova, obligation mitad the minug, to listen to every word of kol haTorah kula. So whoa, so now with Rav Moshe, now we've just added a big whopper of a chiddush, because we had this idea that it was a chovas tzibur, chovas yachid. But up until now, even if you have like Rav Chaim, that it's a chovas yachid, who said that I'm chayav to hear the exact parsha? As long as they're doing a kriya that's shayav to them, I'm coming from America, to Eretz Yisrael, let's say this week's parsha, so now I'm missing parshas balosra, and I'm going to be helped to shlach, okay, but I'm hearing Zayin Kruim, and those Zayin Kruim are going to be leading the kriya of Zayin Kruim and of shlach, so I missed parshas balosra, but I'm listening to Zayin Kruim, and I didn't miss any Shabbosim of leading. So according to Rav Moshe, that's a problem. According to Rav Moshe, you should be mishtadel to have a kriya, to try to have this kriya. So what do you do? How do you do it? What do you do? So I'll make one point besides Rav Moshe. The way which I thought, Rav Nimtzel like seemed like into it, but like he didn't want to say like halacha ma'aseh mamish, is that all the yeshiva bachurim, even if you have a minyan together. So what creates your minyan? Meaning, you guys, you had in yeshiva after Pesach. So you had, of the 5 or 10 guys who stayed, most of them probably get to this anyway. So you had, of the guys davening, 120 guys, you had 110 of them, let's say, who are all up to whatever parsha was at the time, Achrimos. And now you have 10 are up to Kedoshim. Because Eretz Yisrael is up to Kedoshim, that makes a chalos to every single person, it should be reading a parsha's Kedoshim. I wanted to time to Rav Nevotzel that it should be a chiyuv in that circumstance, that everybody should be up to parsha's Achrimos, because that's what they're up to. Meaning, my nafkamina is that if you have a trip together, coming together, and they're making their own minyan, let's say they're like NC's by Kol, all those guys who are coming. So they're coming together, and they're all up to the previous parsha. Every single one of them came out. Everybody who's going to be dominating that minyan, except for the few Eretz Yisrael, might be who bait there for Shabbos, they're all going to be up to the kriya of the parsha part of this week. So I wanted to dine with them, and so I said, maybe that case is a chiyuv lekuliyama, because that's a tibur. That's your tibur. Your tibur's up to the previous parsha. So Rav Nevotzel was into it a little bit, but he didn't like want to say mamash chiyuv. He's like, yeah, they should be mishtadel to leave the previous parsha. Mishtadel, okay. I want to say chiyuv. No, he wouldn't use the word chiyuv, but he agreed that there would be even more of a reason. Seemingly, I think he agreed there'd be more of a reason there that if you have your personal minyan, yeah.
Is that only if you're going like a Moshe that you need to do?
No, meaning I want to tie that this is even according to the Mekel Shita of Chovas HaTzibur that would be the case. It depends. If you're having a group together of Americans coming and they're in their own minyan, so now who says that they're up to Parsha Shlach because they're in Eretz Yisrael right now? Meaning you could argue that, yeah. Eretz Yisrael is up to Parsha Shlach. That's the Parsha that's Kavua for everybody who's in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't matter that they're from America. It's not like Yom Tov Sheni where it depends Dait HaLachzor. You could argue that other side of what I'm saying and say, no, there's no Chiyuv whatsoever. They're up to Parsha Shlach just like anybody else from Eretz Yisrael is up to Parsha Shlach. I wanted to just say, maybe not. Maybe that their Parsha they're up to is Parsha Balosra. They're coming to visit right now, let's say. They're this week's Parsha. So they should all have a Chiyuv to lay Parsha Balosra together because that's their minyan. Meaning that's my point. That's their minyan. That's everybody there is their minyan. As opposed to if I'm just a single American visiting and I'm going to the coastal to daven on Shabbos Shacharis, so there everybody is up to Parshas Shlach. I'm a yachid who's up to Parshas. I can't make them learn Parshas Balosra. So there, that's a fundamental difference in the type of situation of people visiting. So there's could be two different dinim. So what comes to it, so the yeshiva did actually do a teshlubin. That so what the minhag olam is, what they do is that they'll lay in because of the fact that they're choshesh, then maybe really not chayv at all in it. So to be machmir, what they'll do is they'll have the first ole lead the whole previous parsha. So they're going to lay in, if anybody's in an American type of minyan, agav in Shari Chesed, Netzach, many Shabbosim, like they have a sign that says for Americans, we have it like every single week. They have it for the Americans who want. There's enough Americans who want the laning there. So they'll have a special kriya for them. So what they do is for Rishon, they lane all of parshas Balozcha in one shot, and then three psukim of Shlach. To be yotze all your sveikos there, because then what do you have? You've lamed a minimum of three in a thing that you're definitely chayav. Meaning I'm definitely chayav in parshas Shlach. So then I've lamed three, and to be yotze maybe I'm not really chayav balosch at all, and then I can't end the aliyah there. So we read the entire parsha together. Read the entire parsha together. So that you should do even if it's a double parsha, even if it was let's say there were weeks. I asked the gabbai of the laner of the chashav avreich, the laner who lanes in the Waldorf every single week. So I asked him, what do they do? He says every week they do the previous week. He lanes it usually. He lanes the whole previous week for the chevra there. That they lane the previous week's parsha because every week there's Americans who want to come and want to hear the previous parsha. So that's totally fine. But they lane that and they lane the next aliyah. So that would be the idea. Again, according to Moshe, it sounds much more like a chiyuv, a shtickel chiyuv. And according to everyone else, like I can't say everyone else, meaning it's a big chiddush that Rav Moshe is having, because Rav Moshe is extending the idea of a chovas yachid and now saying every single individual has a personal chiyuv to hear it. What's interesting, Rav Shlomo Zalman Beferish disagrees, by the way. Rav Shlomo Zalman Perikid Beis Osvav, he's specifically talking about this very case. If you have nech chutz la'aretz, a bayim la'aretz Yisrael, b'shanim she'in kriyas ha'parsha, shavim mamish like this year, u'mafsidim shvina parsha, ein tzrichim la'ashlam l'shmo ha'parsha, shechisru, the kriyas ha'torah, have chovas ha'tzibur. So he says it's on the tibur, it wasn't on you, and that's why it's not going to be chayav. So I want to tell you, even if Shlomo Zalman, that was my chiddush to Rav, so that even according to Shlomo Zalman, though, what if I have all the Americans coming together making their own minyan? So maybe there they should actually have a chiyuv. So I don't know. Rav Shlomo sounded a little bit into it, but that would be an interesting question. But what about another fascinating question? The next halacha that Shlomo Zalman deals with is, what about laning? Can I lane now in both ways? What if you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael, like this now? I'm in Eretz Yisrael, and this shaila is actually very dear to me. My mitzvah parsha is parsha Baloscha. So it could be the first time ever that I have the ability to lane at two different Shabbos in a row. I just laid in Eretz Yisrael, and now I could go back to Chutz Laaretz if I'm allowed to. We see, maybe I'm not chayav in parsha Baloscha. So it says, for Shlomo Zalman, to this answer, yes, I'm allowed to lane Ben Eretz Yisrael, names of a Chutz Laaretz, B'Shabbos, a type of B'Shabbos, Ein Kriyas Parsha Shaveh, Chayin Ben Chutz Laaretz Be'Eretz Yisrael, Yecholim Likro L'Rabim L'Otziam Yedei Chavasim. He says, you can be the Baal Koreh. It's both ways. That even if I'm missing the Parsha, American coming this week can lay in Parsha Shlach for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, no problem whatsoever. But even, I think, even the bigger Kiddush is that even if I've laid in Parsha Baloscha already, which I did, and now I've laid in Parsha Baloscha, I could go back and lay in Parsha Baloscha again for the all the Chutznikim who are in America whose Parshas, they're up to Baloscha.
And it is...
Yeah, he says it actually. He says specifically also getting Aliyah. Getting Aliyah is also, yeah, in one of the Haras. I don't think they put it on the sheets. But he also says explicitly, yes, they can get Aliyahs also because they are Chayav in the Zion group. And he is a very stark time against Rav Moshe. He says, what is the idea of Kriyas HaTorah? It's not Doma LeKriyas HaMegillah. He says it's very different over here. Because he says, in Kriyas HaTorah, Ein Zman Kavua Be'etzem HaKriya L'Makom Mosiyon. He says, we know that in the times of the Gemara, they used to finish once every 3 years. So if they're only finishing once every 3 years, all of a sudden they finish every year, that's not a chiyuv of the Gemara. So Rav Moshe L'Chor answers that, yes, I agree, it's not a chiyuv of the Gemara, but it's a chiyuv minhag that we develop later, just like we have other things that we developed that's very strong minhagim from the times of the Gaonim. So, like, let's say, doing Erisin and the Nisun together. It's a different minhagim that we have that like, we treat like it was chiyuv. The guy wants to do Erisin like the times of the Gemara, to get married, and only the Harei V'Kodesh is leave to do a year later. I don't think the Rabbanim would let him do that. So, meaning, there are things that we treat as a chiyuv. Rav Moshe would, I think, would respond to Rav Shlomo Zalman. But he says also that idea, at the end of the day, the whole purpose, the Gemara tells us, the whole purpose is to have Kriyas HaTorah, is to have a chova of Limud HaTorah. It's just a Limud HaTorah Barabim. Rav Salvechik, that's very famous, he made the whole idea that it's a Limud HaTorah Barabim. So, if it's Limud HaTorah Barabim, that's an all Chiyuv. It's not necessarily specifically what Parsha it is, as long as I'm learning. If I'm chazering the previous Parsha, I'm also learning. So that's what Shlomo Zalman wanted to tie up. So I'm actually, Lechora, even according to Rav Moshe, though, I don't know if you could argue that, I don't know if Rav Moshe would disagree with this psak, that meaning the first one, yes, but would he agree with, would he disagree with the second psak, that I could be the Baal Koreh going back if I already heard the previous parsha? Because, meaning, at word, maybe Yatzim Motzi also, meaning I'm going to be Motzi the Rabim and their Chova, and also, meaning, Rav Moshe agrees that I have to finish in a year. That is the cycle that we plan on finishing. We're going to be finishing in a year. Also, very important to note, by the way, this Rav Moshe was very nogea for the halachas of, in Corona, when they missed out on Parshios, people brought up this Rav Moshe, because Rav Moshe L'Chora held that you should really try your best to be mashed of all the Parshios. Rav Shefter was makbid l'chachila for this, in the Shuvah, that he discussed it, he was actually makbid l'chachila that you should try to finish Kol HaTorah Kula for the Mnei Yeshivas here, we recommended being machmir for this idea that it's a chovas siyachid, and that we have a chiyav like Rav Moshe to finish Kol HaTorah Kula every single year. So what comes out is that it is a chiddush of Rav Moshe, it seems to be Rav HaPoskim disagree, and they hold it as a chovas siyachid, not just Rav Shlomo Zalman, I just put Rav Shlomo Zalman on the sheets, but I think Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Hentzel, many other gedolim held in a disagreement to Rav Moshe that it's a chovas siyachid. But if you can, if you have the opportunity, you know there's a minion nearby, Lechora, it definitely is raw way to go back. Oh, one last shayla that I had a chance to ask for now until last night. What about Shnai Bikra now? Everybody who's in Eretz Yisrael, it lets you caught up and you go back to America, so you have a week where you're repeating yourself. So do I have a chiyuv to do Shnai Bikra? So Rav Nevitzel said, no, you're not chayav Shnai Bikra, you did Shnai Bikra. You did the Shnai Bikra, that the whole idea of Shnai Bikra is that you're preparing yourself for the laning, you already prepared yourself for the laning, and you have the same exact laning, you would not need to do Shnai Bikra. Again, I said it would be, is there an Indian Tov to do it? It says, never hurts to learn Torah, but at some mitzad Shnai Bikra, he didn't think Mamash would have any chiyuv to do it. It'd be a nice maila maybe to do it. Al Pi Kabbalah, I think there would be a lot more room to be machmir. We know that on Fridays, the Mekabbalah are very into reading the whole Targum Mahugla straight, and all these chumash that they have, that it's the Hachana of the Dibor, to get ready of your Dibor for Shabbos. Is the idea of a chanos dibor is to lay shnei mikra to get ready shnei mikra. So the Torah, they would agree. They would say that this inyan should still apply even if you're in, repeating your parsha. So al pi kabbalah, there might be a big inyan to say shnei mikra. But with that, I think we've just sukkum the shitas over here. Basically, the maskana you should try to. If you don't have, definitely you have what to rely on. If you don't have the opportunity to, you don't have to drive yourself crazy for sure. And if you have the minyan together, I don't know. There, I think there's much more of a chiyuv. If you have a group of Americans coming together on a group trip and making their own Shabbos morning minyan, I think that there'd be a lot of room to be more machmir and assume that really they should be leading the previous parsha along with the parsha of that week of Eretz Yisrael to assume that to be machmir for both sides of that shita. Shkach.
Yeah.